This is the Draftastic Deep Penetration Podcast. I'm Forrest Johnson, owner of the Unibros, and we are three quarters of the way through the season. There are rookies who are playing well. We've got new owners. We've got people who have different perspectives about what is the best player in the NBA and the best team in the NBA. It's crazy. Let's have a podcast. All right, today on the podcast, we're just going to be talking about trades that have happened in the league so far, maybe a little bit of a three-quarter season review. My son and NBA scholar Arthur will possibly join us for a little bit of analysis, or he may just, you know, stick to Thomas. We'll see. Just kind of talking through the trades that have happened so far. Figured this is a good time with the All-Star break to get a little bit of a podcast in. No other guests today. Hopefully soon we'll get the commissioner in. But let's get started with just a few notes. Probably the worst contracts so far signed in free agency look like Isaiah Thomas, signed by the Unibros for, I think it's 4 or 5 years. And $37 million. Victor Oladipo looks pretty bad at $55 million, I believe. Avery Bradley isn't great at $20 million. There are a couple others that were a little steep, but most of the contracts that were signed over the summer weren't too bad. Let's see. The other thing would be the exceptions that were used in the first half. The Unibros used a injured player exception on Caris LeVert, and he's playing and active now. And Bowski's Ballers used the IEP on Markelle Fultz, and his status is forever and always going to be unknown. And yeah, that situation is weird. Hopefully, the Magic will be a good place for Markell to get his feet wet and just develop without so much pressure, I guess. They're just taking a flyer on him, and hopefully that reduction in pressure will help him out, help him become a little bit serviceable. That would be nice for Bowski's. They could use a break. Okay, so let's get into the trades. The first trade was on December 11th, and that was 7 minutes trading for Robert Covington. They traded a Thonmaker and a 2019 second-round pick. Their salaries are the same. They both expire this year, I believe. Actually, Thonmaker is a little bit confusing here on the spreadsheet. It looks like he's been renounced, but it shows a cap hold for him in 2021, so I'm not really sure what's going on there. But it looks like $2 million this year for both of those guys. Thonmaker got traded in the league. Robert Covington got traded in the league as well. I'm not sure where this trade happened in the scheme of those two trades. I think Covington's traded. This was post-trade to the Timberwolves, but pre-Thonmaker trade. And actually, I don't remember where Thonmaker got traded. Hopefully he, it's possible that he'll get the chance to play a bit more in his new destination, which I can't think of off the top of my head. All right, the next trade, we had a whole bunch of trades come through on December 15th. The first one, Tony Brothers received Avery Bradley, OG Anunoby, and a 2019 second round pick for Dion Waiters, Al-Farouq Aminu. This trade, Avery Bradley's $17 million this year, $16 million next year. This is definitely a cap dump with Avery Bradley. It looks like Flintropics used OG to dump Avery Bradley, which is solid. I like OG, but that Avery Bradley contract is rough. Dion Waiters, on the other hand, who Flint Tropics received. Dion Waiters is expensive too, $9.5 million this year, $9 million next, and $8.5 million the year after. And Alfredo Camino is $7 million this year, and then he's got a $10.5 million cap hold. It's a bit of a win now move, I think. Actually, this move maybe looks a little bit better with Dion Waiters playing a bit more recently. I'm not sure. I haven't paid a whole lot of attention. I just do know that he's playing again a little bit. But moving off OG, that's rough on the Flint Tropics, I'm sure. Next trade we've got on the 15th is Sean Kemp's kids trading Alan Crabb for Dylan Brooks with the Flint Tropics. Flint Tropics made, I haven't counted, I suspect that they traded more players than you can have on an active roster this year. I don't know that for sure, but I feel like that's probably a good guess. So the Tropics get Alan Crabb, and they send out Dylan Brooks. What to say about this? Flint Tropics taking on $3 million in this trade. It's interesting. Tropics, I think you can see they're actually going... this is not a tear-it-down season for them. They're trying to build up their roster and moving kind of quick to do that. So we'll see how that works out for them. The next December 15th trade is Evan Fournier to the Fluffheads, Henry Ellenson, and a 2020 second-round pick going to the Blind Pigs. Fournier makes $13 million this year. Ellenson is $2.5 million. I'm not sure if the salaries for the second or what's putting this over. I'm not. So we'll have to check with the commissioner on that one. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a piece to that trade that I'm missing here. But yeah, Evan Fournier, that's a $13 million contract this year and a $12.5 million team option that I believe is picked up for next year. Henry Ellenson is $2.5 million, and he has his option was not picked up. That's what was going on with Thon Maker actually as well. So his option wasn't picked up. Okay, so the next trade we have is Sean Kemp's kids receiving Wendell Carter, Brandon Knight, Denzel Valentine, Jalen Brunson, excuse me, and a 2021 first round pick for Tobias Harris and Willie Hernan Gomez, who are going to the Flint Tropics. What to say about this one? Definitely more Flint Tropics going all in. If you haven't sensed it before this, Sean Kemp's kids are definitely looking to not win a ton of games this year in hopes of probably landing Zion and getting some pieces that are nice. Wendell Carter's the haul for him, I believe, and the first round pick in 2021 in this trade. Tobias Harris, pretty solid player. He's owed $19 million this year and next year. It's quite a bit for him. Sixers are good, though, so it's a solid postseason pickup as well. Hernan Gomez is probably just a salary piece there. I think he plays a bit, but I don't know that that was... I don't think that was a big draw there. That move was on the 23rd of December. This one is December 30th that came through. This is Pascal Siakam to 7 minutes for Mario Hezonja. Sean Kemp's kids also get 7 minutes 2019 first, and 7 minutes receive Sean Kemp's kids 2019 third round pick. So they're swapping the Sean Kemp's third round pick for 7 minutes first pick. Really, I guess it's probably Pascal Siakam for the first round for 7 minutes first round pick, and then Hezonja for the third round pick. This is again Sean Kemp's kids not wanting to win games, looking to get nice assets for this offseason, increasing their odds for Zion. Siakam looks good, though, so I'm sure that was a tough one for them because while if you get Zion, you've definitely got the cornerstone to build your franchise on, losing Siakam could come back to haunt you, I suppose. It's also a case of the rich getting richer, Seven Minutes making sure that they get every single player of the week, month award with Siakam. Next trade, this came through on the 1st of January. This is Yogi Ferrell and a 2019 second to the Flint Tropics. LeBron's fadeaway hairline receiving Jeremy Grant. Again, I guess the picks must be what's evening these salaries out, because this is Yogi Ferrell is a $2 million contract while Jeremy Grant is an $8 million contract this year. Not a lot to say about that. Both of those guys have their options picked up, I believe, for next year, unless we've got a late. Hold on just a second. My co-host Arthur is coming to say something. Yes. Yes, you can. And what do you think about Jeremy Grant and Yogi Ferrell, Arthur? Yeah. Do you think that was a good trade, though? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what you would have done? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you would have. All right. Sounds good. Next trade. This is January 19th. This is J. Michael Green to LeBron's fadeaway hairline and Scalabissier and 2021 third round pick to the Blind Pigs. Scalabissier, a newly minted Portland Trailblazer. J. Michael Green, I think a number of people were hoping that he would end up in a Blazers uniform as well. He did not. I believe he is on. He did switch teams, though. Is he on the Clippers now? I don't remember. He was also traded. Salaries are pretty similar. Scal's, though, he will be a free agent over the summer. I don't know. I guess I don't. What I don't know about these numbers is if the cap hold is still there for the Blind Pigs with this or not. But he will be a free. Scal will be a free agent. J. Michael Green is $1.5 million next year, and then a $1.5 million team option the year after. Next trade, January 20th, the Meat Stormers received Al-Farouq Aminu, Marcus Smart, and a 2020 second-round pick from the Flint Tropics, who received Jaylen Brown, Evan Turner. So to me, this looks like getting off of Evan Turner's $6 million. Maybe that's unfair. Evan Turner does contribute fantasy stats, so maybe it's a little unfair to say this is including Jaylen Brown to dump Evan Turner. Turner's contract isn't great. It's $6 million this year. And $7 million next year. Yeah, they're going to the quarry. Yes. They do have to go to the quarry. Evan Turner will not be going to the quarry. Marcus Smart will be, though. All right, next trade. On the 25th of January, which was essentially what felt like the trade deadline in our league. It wasn't the trade deadline, but we had a flurry of trades, and it was the last day of trading in our league. So the first was Flint Tropics receiving Nikola Vucevic for a 2021 and a 2021 first from the Blind Pigs. Bowski's Ballers receiving a 2019 first from the Blind Pigs, a 2020 second from the Pigs, and the Blind Pigs receiving Andre Drummond. This is a crazy three-way trade. Big names moving, big salaries moving. Vooch is $19 million this and next year. Drummond is $17 million for the next 4 years. That's a lot of money for a non-All-Star. Although Andre Drummond is a regular 2020 kind of guy. So I don't know. You can definitely see the value there. And then Bowski's getting some nice picks as well. The next trade is Flint Tropics receiving John Henson in exchange for Evan Turner and a 2021 second round pick. So the Flint Tropics had to include a 2021 second round pick to dump Evan Turner, I assume. And they brought in John Henson. Again, this is definitely a salary thing. And, we're sorry to Evan Turner, too. Keeps moving around. Bowski's Ballers is the next trade. They trade Trey Lyles, they receive Trey Lyles, Zach Collins, and a 2019 second-round picks from the Fluffheads, who receive Yusuf Nurkic, a 2020 third-round pick, and a 2021 third-round pick. This is the Fluffheads going all in to try to win with Kawhi this year. Nurk has a great contract, $5.5 million. Trey Lyles is something. He's not having a great season. Zach Collins is something. He's not having a great season. Both are interesting prospects, though Lyles' option was not picked up. So it's basically bringing in Zach Collins and the 2019 second rounder there for the Ballers, who are in a rebuilding year with Oladipo down. And our last trade is the Unibros receiving Eric Bledsoe, Markieff Morris, Marquise Chris, a 2019 second and a 2020 second in exchange for Joe Ingles, Chris Middleton, and Mo Harkless. The Unibros taking on quite a bit of salary next year in this trade. This year, the salaries are roughly even, maybe $500,000 more for the Unibros. Touch Reverse Box taking on three unrestricted free agents. This is 7, 8, 9, yeah, $19.5 million that they'll be able to free up in order to spend that money probably on Joel Embiid. That's all of the trades for the season so far. A lot of movements. Let's see how many players did the Flint Tropics move? We've got, yes, okay, Avery Bradley, OG Anunoby, Dylan Brooks, Wendell Carter, Brandon Knight, Denzel Valentine, Jalen Brunson. We're up to 7. Jeremy Grant, that's 8. Al-Farouq Aminu, Marcus Smart, 9-10. Andre Drummond, is that 11 there? Hevin Turner, 12. 12 players traded by the Flint Tropics. That's pretty impressive. And then is that an entire active roster? Pretty good. Anything else to say? The season is going along nicely. I wanted to float. I've been thinking about, I guess in the media, there's been a lot of talk about the players' rights and players not being treated so much as commodities in the league. And since our league has always sort of been about replicating the NBA, I've been wondering about how could we add a player side to the transactions and to just kind of the entire thing. One idea I have, and I know we are fantasy basketball, which is supposed to be tough or cool or I don't know what, but it seems like this would best be replicated by something like something coming out of like a D&D or something like that, where you have like a 20-sided die and maybe there's some nice things that happen. You have your star player saying that they want to stay on your team forever and ever, or you have some not so great things like Anthony Davis requesting a trade, Kawhi Leonard choosing to sit. I don't know, something to And I guess we get this sort of in our, in what happens in the Yahoo games. But as far as like signing contracts, I wonder if there's a way to add a wrinkle where we have to move on from a guy, or a guy is willing or isn't willing to sign a contract with your team because, you know, of the of factors outside of just the total guaranteed money. It would be complicated. It might be too complicated for our league, but I think it would be a fun wrinkle, and I wonder if there's a way to add it. We definitely also need to figure out a way to do something like 10-day contracts or buyout guys, or you know, picking up guys mid-season. One thought that I had had would be having another draft day mid-season. Just maybe it's just one round. We could even knock off one round of the... Anyway, take off one round of picks in the summer and just do a single draft day in, you know, in January or February, where, you know, you could pick up those guys that get missed in a draft, the guys that go undrafted, guys that are just having, you know, that were injured, that have come back and are having decent seasons. I think that could add a fun wrinkle and would be less... I wonder if that would be less hassle than, you know, scattershot adding free agents throughout the season. It's always tough to get everybody in for even one draft in a season, so maybe two is too much. But just a couple ideas to throw out there, I thought. Thanks for listening. I don't think there's really any more. Hopefully... I'll get a guest on to talk more in depth about the season and get some more real analysis going forward. But I wanted to get something done while we've got this All-Star break. All right. Talk to you guys another time, and go Blazers.